Tanya Rubin just walked in. Now, Tanya is the founder of Pure Natural Diva. And it is a website devoted to greener living. We were just talking about living a little more green. That doesn't sacrifice any of the glam, though, at the same time. Now, she's in town for the annual Blog Her Conference, and she is going to be attending the cocktail party at Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia tonight. But we dragged her in early, and she's going to be talking with us today about her recipes for do-it-yourself, eco-friendly body products. I'm so glad that you took the time to come in and hang out with us this morning.
Thank you, Kim.
You have a very busy day planned, don't you?
I do. A very busy week.
Well, that's awesome. Now, we did hear that we needed to bring props in for you so that we could work together on this. So John was like busy trying to empty out containers and he brought them in, which was the funniest thing ever. But you're going to give us two different recipes. We're going to do some sort of a body butter and a soap as well. A foaming soap.
A foaming soap. And this recipe is so easy. It's silly, simple to do.
That's my favorite.
Basically, you saw him fill up the bottle, the foaming dispenser, mm-hmm. almost full.
All right. So basically, we need an empty foaming soap dispenser, not a regular soap dispenser, but a foam, like the one where the foam comes out. Okay.
Exactly. Anyone will do. And then these normally you'll find them. They retail around $4 or so. Mm-hmm. So if your family, my family, goes through about one of these a week. So that's about $12, $16 a month, depending on your pricing. So you can save a significant amount of money if you do this every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to add 2 tablespoons of Castile soap.
Hmm.
And Castile soap sounds like a funny name for a soap. All it means is it's a soap whose name originated in Spain, Castile.
Where can I get it?
You can get it at Whole Foods. You can get it at Trader Joe's. You can get it at Target.
Does it have a scent or it's unscented or which should we choose?
I like the unscented. And I also like a brand called Dr. Bronner's. It's fair trade. It's certified organic. So that's my first choice. And I love the unscented because then you can make it your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought in today a sweet orange. And I also brought in a vanilla. So you just take 2 tablespoons of the Castile soap, the water, and you put the essential oils in.
Can I smell?
You can smell. Let's dip a little here. And
you can get those same place, Whole Foods or wherever?
Whole Foods, yep.
Oh, that smells really good.
Yeah.
This reminds me of when you go to Disney World and you go through some sort of show where they have oranges and it smells like oranges. Nice.
It smells like oranges.
Very good.
And sweet orange essential oil and vanilla essential oil are both very non-toxic. So they're very child safe. And I mixed it up and...
And that's it? Oh my God, look,
it.
You got soap.
You got soap.
That was really easy. That's it.
And you make this, a big bottle of the Castile soap
uh-huh.
costs about $12. And it'll seriously last you a year and a half if you're doing 10 things.
Wow,
with
now
it.
I feel like I've been overcharged. For the regular, you know, the foamy soap now. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to hold that the whole time?
Yeah, now I have a handful of
foamy soap. You give the poor woman a paper towel?
I didn't think that through, did I?
That's okay. Now, is it just as easy to make the body butter, or is it a little more complicated than that?
Yeah, no, the body butter is not this easy. The body butter is a little bit more more challenging,
mm-hmm.
A little bit of a project, and it's a little goopy.
I'm okay with that.
Are you okay with
goopy? Goopy is working for
goopy
me.
Goopy is good?
Yeah.
So body butter is... you basically need an emulsifier, which is, in the case of trying to be natural, beeswax makes a wonderful emulsifier.
And what exactly is an emulsifier?
Oh, good question. It's the thing, it's the substance that gives it the texture.
So it makes things thick.
It makes it, yes, stick and bind together, versus if you mixed a bunch of oils together,
it'd be
you would
slippery
have...
and loose and nothing. It's right. not binding together.
It's not okay, going gotcha. To bind together. It's not going to stay solid.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you'll melt the butter, and the recipe's on my website for the body butter. And you can actually use this as a lip balm. You can use it on your hands. You can use it as a cuticle.
It smells good.
And I use the wax, the beeswax, with grapeseed oil,
mm-hmm.
which has some nice antioxidant properties. You can put a few drops of vitamin E oil in if you want even more. And then fragrance to your preference. And again, you're done. And my recipe makes about 2 bottles.
Now, how did you discover how to do all of this? Did someone teach you how to do this? Or do you just make it up on your own? Or did you experiment?
I experimented, yeah.
How did you get into the whole blogging thing, too?
I was the person in my group of moms who was neurotic and a little bit OCD about ingredients and about what my children were eating and about reading all of the labels. And all of my mom friends kept saying, what are you doing for baby food? What are you doing for dish soap? What are you doing for like everything? They just
so were... Your theory is to go with the most natural products that you can.
Yes.
And create your own DIY.
You don't have to do it yourself, but the trouble when you're buying let me recompose myself here for a second. There's no set standard for labeling laws. So when you see natural on the bottle,
doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
As a matter of fact, you can see natural on the front and on the back. You can see all of these weird dye numbers and you know, crazy stuff.
Exactly. And the same with green and the same with, there's no standard. So if purity is a important element for you, you need to have, you need to really research the product, or if you make it yourself, you know exactly what goes into it.
And, so, well, before we get to the vanilla room fragrance, which looks pretty cool too, I think a lot of women, and we talked about this earlier this week, are a little threatened by starting a blog. I would like you to inspire them and tell them your process when you first got into the whole blogging thing. Were you a little nervous at first? Did you know what was going on? Did someone teach you?
I had no idea what I was getting into. Friends said, as I said, they said, you should, you know, tell me what you're doing and then you should have a website. And I said, okay, I'll have a website.
And they're like, I don't know what that means.
Exactly.
Yeah, but doesn't everybody go through that at first?
Right. And what does that mean? How do I do this? And I started Googling and digging and got a little bit of an idea of what that meant. And I asked, ask anyone in your network of people. You know, we all have that techie person. And someone kind of steered me a little bit in the right direction from that side of it. And the next thing you knew, I had a blog. And the basics of blogging are actually really simple. It's pretty simple to go to WordPress and put up a blog or go to Blogger and put up a site. And so once you have that framework, you can start playing around with themes and templates and widgets and plugins. And now I'm saying words that don't that mean...
That's making my eye twitch. Okay.
Exactly.
But what did it mean to you? Did it give you more confidence?
It gave me an outlet. It gave me an outlet.
It's also instant publishing. I mean, you don't have to wait. You don't have to try to find somebody to help you and all that stuff. All right, tell me about your first blog. Were you like freaking out and how did it go and who looked at it?
I didn't tell anyone.
Why?
I really had an idea that I wanted to have a certain amount of content on my site before I shared it with my friends. I didn't want them to go and have, I went to the park today, be the only post up. I wanted to have a few layers so that my friends could get an idea of where I was going and what my vision was for Pure Natural Diva. And so it took about 2 or 3 months of kind of assembling the site and putting as many layers as I could in that period of time.
So did you think nobody was looking at it at first? And was nobody looking at it at first?
Very few people were looking at it at first. I wasn't doing any search engine optimization or SEO. Which if you start a blog, you will learn what SEO means.
Well, tell me what it means.
Search engine optimization is basically the language that you use to let the search engines find you. The search engines like Google,
Yahoo.
Oh,
so keywords. You're talking about keywords.
Yes, but it's deeper than keywords. But keywords are an element of SEO.
Mm-hmm. So for the first few months, nobody's looking at
it. I didn't share it, didn't do any optimization. And then I decided to go public. And it took me about 5 months from that point to kind of really get up steam.
What were you doing during the 5 months?
Just continuing to build my audience. And about a month after sharing it with my close circle of friends, I got really delved into social media and delved into building a readership through social media.
Now, who did you test your products on? Family members? And who else?
My tortured husband.
Uh-huh. He's like wearing foam and avocado.
No, he has a secret stash of conventional products.
But so he tested, and what about other feedback that you, you know, obviously you had to have popular feedback before you would put it on.
Yeah, I just use it myself and share it with a few friends and get the consensus as to whether or not I'm there yet. And I'm still working on, you know, like I want a good facial cleanser and I haven't quite tweaked it. So the one I have currently is a little bit rich. So the next batch, I'll try that. And when I get it to the point where I'm satisfied with it, then I'll publish it.
It's a little trial and error.
A little trial and error.
Can you teach me how to make the vanilla room fragrance?
The vanilla room fragrance is pretty simple as well. You're going to use a lot of water. I keep mine in an old L'Occitane bottle, so reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Good for you. Martha would be very proud of you. When you'll meet her tonight, she'll tell you. Go ahead.
And then from there, you need an alcohol. And you can use a isophoral alcohol. Is that, did I say that correctly?
Whatever, it's fine.
Okay.
We get
and,
it.
And, or.
The isopropyl you're talking about?
Isopropyl, thank
That's
you.
That's okay.
Without it in front of me, I get all those P's confused. And then you can use that. You can also use vodka, which I kind of like to use because it seems fun.
Like her. I'm going to be able to drink this later. Her vanilla room fragrance.
And gosh, I don't have the recipe right in front of me, and I have the memory of a tick sometimes. So I
happen to have it right here.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you. and then I believe there's oil, and the oil bases it. And the room fragrance, you're going to actually need to cure for a little while.
What do you mean?
Put it in the closet and let it sit. So you can't wake up tomorrow morning and say, I want to make my own room fragrance. You have to do it about 4 to 6 weeks in advance.
Oh, that's quite a long time, actually.
Yeah. So get it today and you'll have it for school.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And so you take it, you mix it all up, you throw it in the closet and 3-4. You'll go and check it when there's not a heavy alcohol scent, you know, it's ready.
So how did you find out about the event tonight? And if you would describe what it is that you're attending. And what you're going to be doing at it.
Can you tell me?
It's a surprise.
It's a big
surprise.
Well,
how did you find out about it?
Well, like I mentioned, I'm very involved in social media now. So I have a nice little following on my Twitter page. And I believe somebody let me know through Twitter that Martha was having this gathering. And I mean, I've been watching Martha Stewart since I was 8 years old.
Don't tell her that. Just a note. I'm just kidding. No, she's actually really happy about. And let me tell you, I ran into her yesterday in our building, and she just celebrated her 69th birthday, and she looks amazing.
She does look amazing.
Seriously, and in person, better than on TV, if that's possible. She looks great.
That's
yeah.
fabulous. So, I didn't even realize Martha was going to be there tonight. So
it'll be a great, fun
time.
Well, it's called the Blog Her Conference, and I think it's going to be a super time for you. And I'm so glad that you came in to teach us something new that we could actually do it ourselves. Now, tell everybody where they can find you. It's purenaturaldiva.com.
Correct.
And we've written that down, so if somebody would like to check you out, they absolutely can. I hope you have a great time tonight.
Thank you so much for
having me.
Sounds
like you're going to have a great time tonight. You're going to bring all your props with you, too? I think you should.
You think I should?
Yeah.
If you think I should, Kim, I'll bring it.
Yeah, you have a giant bag. They're like Mary Poppins, and you can help everybody make foamy soap together. It's pretty fun.